This is the Showbiz Radio Podcast for August 26, 2008. This is Mike.
And this is Laura. And Showbiz Radio is 3 years old. What's happened over the past year? We still love theater. The variety of productions ranging from the simple entertainment to more challenging messages. And we're very lucky to be involved in such a strong, dedicated community of people.
The ShowbizRadio.net website over the past year has had 224,000 pages viewed by nearly 100,000 visitors. Our opinions have occasionally struck a chord with theater companies and audiences. Several times this year, reviews on ShowbizRadio.net have elicited a strong response from people. Some of these responses turned into personal attacks on Showbiz Radio staff instead of constructive comments on the review itself. As Chris Veer of Storefront Rebellion, a theater blogger in Chicago, said,
"I know that even when I write a bad review, it's because I love theater and I want it to succeed. If I point out the flaws in a playwright's work or a director's or actor's or designer's, it's usually in the hopes that they'll do better the next time. And most of us critics are in fact in this because we like what we do and we like what we cover."
In one case, we had to disable allowing new comments to be posted on the Showbiz Radio site, which resulted in an email sent to us.
"Do we live in a communist country? Why did you close comments? That hardly seems fair. What happened to the freedom of speech?"
You have freedom of speech. Feel free to set up your own website and tell the world what you think about our review. But we're not going to provide you the place to insult or threaten us or our staff.
As Dominic P. Papatolo, theater critic for the Twin Cities Pioneer Press, said, "If that means people who do what I do come off as not so nice every once in a while, well, so be it."
We know that we won't please all the actors and artistic and production staff of every show we review. And yes, we've made a few serious mistakes along the way. But hopefully ShowbizRadio.net has been an asset to the D.C. region theater community. And we're planning to continue growing the site over the next year with new resources. If you have ideas, questions, or concerns, we're always willing to talk. Simply leave a comment here on the website or send us an email.
And now, on with the show. Let me do that one again. And now, on with the show.